All right, Mom.
Hello?
Okay, sorry. If it's too long to pick up, I can't.
I got you.
Yep, so we're recorded now.
Good morning again, Denise.
Hello again. Hello again.
Sounds like you're coming down with it too, Denise.
What?
Do you have the voice?
Cough?
Oh, no, I don't have what Katie has. I just have a cold.
Oh, okay.
I'm all in my head, thank goodness. It's not a cough yet. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. Maybe a couple of pills will take it away.
Right, it's manageable. I'm handling it.
Good. Is anybody else with us this morning?
Sorry?
Not yet.
Okay.
Good job, 1 minute.
Okay, I thought of something I was going to say, Katie, but I forgot what it was now.
So, Denise, yes, she got on her flight with no problem, by the way.
Oh, yes, thank you. It was wonderful.
Hi, this is Brenda.
Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, and getting better every day, aren't you?
I am.
Good.
Day by day, week by week.
Yeah, right. Good morning. Who do we have?
Good morning. It's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Smile when you say that, Rachel.
Huh?
Smile when you say that. It's amazing the difference in what it sounds like. let me say it two ways. Good morning. Good morning.
I used to practice
that on my children.
Yes, and we loved it.
That's right.
I think she's still wiping sleep out of her eyes.
Yes, that's when my daughter, Mary Beth, would throw things at her.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
So I took all dangerous things out of her room.
Yeah, all throwable objects.
Oh, gracious.
I literally just rolled out of bed.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay, Rachel, we're going to have to start working on that. I'm already showered. I'm still in pajamas, but I'm showered.
Oh, my God.
At least I'm
not.
Mary Kay used to start everything with, I just lost my whole train of thought. No, is that what she started with?
Oh,
I forgot what it is now. It'll come to me back.
She probably did start it with that.
So, that's good now. Especially when she got older.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well, is it time to get
it's
started?
It's time. It's 7:01.
Okay. Well, today we're discovering the law of the mirror, and Katie is going to have a great poem for you later on.
I hope.
Not today. Maybe not today. But anyway, it's a poem that I used to use all the time, so she thought I still remembered it by memory, and I don't. But anyway, I just remembered I had it. That's all. I'm doing good. Okay, so the mirror is a great chapter, and I know
Melissa?
Y'all enjoyed it. Okay. Who is this?
Melissa.
Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Glad to have you this morning. Are you awake?
Thank you. I am awake, but I'm trying to get ready for work while I go.
Okay. Well, I could tell you had a smile in your voice, so that's great.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's just quickly go through and say just a small line or sentence of what you enjoyed the most about this chapter, and tell me how many times you either read it or listened to it. Okay. Now, Melissa, are you're awake enough to start with you?
I am, but I was listening, and I don't know exactly what the chapter started because I haven't had time to read it, but I have been doing facials, so you can't get on to it.
Okay, I'm not going to get on you, but you're going to get more value for your personal life out of this program.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yes.
Both of them are important.
I'm going to listen again today on the way to work, and then I'll read it when I get done.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, this was a little bit more difficult chapter to listen to because it was split in the middle. But
yes.
Every bit of it was good, the CD1 and CD2. So don't miss any of it.
Yeah, I've listened to both. Both parts of it. I just haven't read it and studied it.
Okay. That's great. Well, driving is a great time to listen. How about you, Rachel? What did you enjoy most about it, and how many times did you listen?
I listened to that. I listened to it like 2 weeks ago after I listened to chapter 2, and I don't remember chapter 3, to be honest. I have not had a chance to read it or listen to it again this week.
Okay. Well, Brenda, how about you?
I read the chapter once, and I have not listened to the CDs this week. But I did highlight in my book, and so I looked back in it this morning to see what I highlighted, because I didn't, you know, I don't remember past tomorrow, you know. But one of the things that I had highlighted was the chipping away a little at a time at the things that you want to work on.
Uh-huh.
And I know that that's something that Katie has told us time and again, is to do something every day, you know, in your business. But you don't really think of it sometimes in your personal life about doing that. And so that kind of a little bit of a light bulb moment, you know.
This is Nancy.
Good. Okay. Well, Nancy, we're saying one thing that we enjoyed the most, and Brenda's on right now, and she said that she enjoyed the part of this chapter that said chip away a little bit at a time. And Mary Kay used to say, you can eat an elephant one bite at a time. And so that's what we need to be doing with ourselves too, right, Brenda?
That's
take
right.
Take a small step. And then Katie used to say, what was it? Baby step.
Little girl, big girl.
Okay. Little girl, big girl.
Little goal. Little goal, big goal.
Okay, good. Thank you. I didn't understand the first part. Okay, so Brenda, that was a great one, and that was good that you can apply it to your life. Now, how about you, Denise? She's muted.
Well, it took me a minute to get the right button. I have listened to the tape about it's my time, and I've read the chapters. And I think that the reason that this chapter just didn't, I don't know, maybe it was a harder chapter for me. I think that's what it is. I kept saying, the reason about this, but it's not exciting me, because this chapter to me is, boy, somebody needs to mute. Woo. Okay, so this chapter was harder for me because I still have not done the assignment of write like 100 things about yourself that are positive. And
that's,
I think,
fantastic.
That's why, pardon me?
Okay. And that is fantastic when you do that. It just, you feel so deep.
I think the reason I'm dreading it, and it feels daunting to me, because he said, and the very first time I listened to this, you know, I really connected with, he said, and some of you people who, you know, sorry, but have a low self-esteem, this may take you a week or weeks or months. And I'm like, oh, gosh. So I haven't even started that. I have to admit it. But,
okay, well, I'll share one thing with you, Denise. When you just put one on a piece of paper, it will keep it on your mind, and you'll start thinking of more easier.
Okay.
So just get the piece of paper and the pen and start there.
Okay. This is Brenda. Can I say something on that subject?
Yeah.
I attempted to do that several months ago, and I think I got maybe 50.
Great.
So
wow.
If it's a sign of progress this week, whenever I read this, I was able to, within about 45 minutes, get the 100 done. So I thought that was progress.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That is progress. It's great.
Yes. Well, the thing I did take away from this that I liked was practice a small discipline daily in a specific area of your life, and I've been working on that, and that feels really great. And guard your self-talk. And I've really, really made a concentrated effort on that this week. I mean, it's always been a goal for me, but this week I've really, really concentrated on it. And
uh-huh.
I've been so introspective compared to the rest of my life, but I don't know, it has added some self-discipline to my daily grind.
Great. That's great. Well, Melissa, how about you? Did you get your list done? She's muted. Okay. We'll go on. All right, so with the law of the mirror, you must see value in yourself to add value to yourself. So you must be working on finding the positive things in your life, because you've got to see the good in you to be able to grow. So personal development is the belief that you are worth the effort, you're worth the time and the energy needed to develop yourself. I believe that all people have the seeds of success within them. You know, we always hear the seeds of greatness, but there's seeds for success too, right? And we need to do the cultivation of the seeds, water them, feed them, and then they will begin to grow. So what you're doing right now with this program is you are watering those seeds of success. And as you use what you learn, you're feeding them. And you will be seeing the growth along the way. You may not see it in the beginning, but you will see it along the way, okay? So many people fail to grow and reach their potential. Many people don't believe in themselves. They don't seek possibilities that God put in them. They possess 100 acres of possibilities, yet never cultivate them because they're convinced that they won't be able to learn or grow or blossom into something wonderful. Okay. You get a chance to be anybody that you want in life, and you have to make the choice. You have to take the action, and you have to develop the plan. Everybody is an individual person, right? And sometimes we get tripped up, but don't let that stop you. You can catch yourself before it's too late. If you don't realize that you have genuine value and that you're worth investing in, then you'll never put the time and effort into growing to your potential. Self-esteem is the single most significant key to a person's behavior. It's important to consistently behave in the manner inconsistent with who and how we see ourselves. So who is that person in the mirror? We can't do very few things in a positive way if we feel negative. We cannot do things positive if we're going to feel negative about ourselves. So low self-esteem puts a ceiling on our potential. And everybody, most people are born with not much self-esteem. That's something that we have to grow along the way. If you desire to be a 10, but your self-esteem is a 5, then you'll never perform at the level of a 10. You perform as a 5 or lower. People are never able to outperform their self-image. Now, I'm sure we're hitting on a few points right here that all of us have. Everybody has spots in our self-image that we have to be working on. The value that we place on ourselves is usually the value others place on us. Most people live their lives according to what others believe about them. So it's if the important people in our lives expect them to go nowhere, then they'll get what they expect. You don't have to you shouldn't become too concerned about what other people think about you. You should be more concerned with what you think about yourself. So if you put a small value on yourself, rest assured the world will not raise the price. But if you want to become the person you have the potential to be, you must believe in yourself. We have 10 steps to build this image, self-image. The first one is guard your self-talk. What do you say to yourself about yourself? Was that stupid? No, you don't say that. You don't call yourself stupid. You find the positive things that you want to say to yourself. So if you want to change your life, you have to change the way we think about ourselves. If we want to change the way we think about ourselves, We need to change the way we talk to ourselves. And the older we are, the more responsible we are for how we think, how we talk, and how we believe. So every time you make a mistake, don't bring up everything that went wrong with you in the past. Tell yourself that you're paying the price for growth and that you will learn to be better next time. Every positive thing that you can say to yourself will help. You believe what you say to yourself. And you may be saying things that aren't true, but you're going to make them true. Second thing is, stop comparing yourself to others. What happens when you compare yourself to others? Usually it's one of two things. Either we perceive the other person as being far ahead of us, and that makes us, it discourages us. Or we perceive ourselves to be better than the other person, and that makes us a little too proud sometimes. So neither of those are good. Neither will help you grow. The only one you should compare yourself to is who? You. So our mission is to become better today than we were yesterday. You do that by focusing on what you can do today to improve your growth. Third thing, move beyond your limiting beliefs. We limit ourselves. The greatest limitations people experience on their lives are usually the ones that we impose on ourselves. At the end of the day, you are your own worst enemy. You create a box that you live in, limitations that you give yourself. And most people don't realize that the average person's box gets smaller as they get older. This happens because their personal beliefs continue to decrease over time. But the successful person's box gets bigger as they get older and due to the investments in personal growth, just like we're doing right now. So successful people continue to have extraordinary success throughout their life. The average person looks as if they were just lucky. Number four is add value to others. Making a difference, even a small difference, in other people's lives lifts up your own self-esteem. It's hard to feel bad about yourself when you're doing something good for somebody else. So add value to others, making them more valuable to you. Number five, do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. One of the best things to build self-esteem is to do the right thing. It gives a strong sense of satisfaction. So that's one of those things you have to catch yourself on, because sometimes some of the habits that we're in are not the good things that are going to help us, like bad self-talk. We've got to do the right thing and catch ourselves. Number six is practice a small discipline daily. Whoa. In a specific area of your life, practice the small discipline in a specific area daily. Now you can change down the road, but you want to be doing the things daily that are important. If there's an area of your life that seems overwhelming to you, try chipping away at it a little bit at a time and tackle it all. Don't try to tackle it all at once. Discipline is a morale booster. Boost yourself by taking small steps, and that will take you where you want to go in a positive direction. Celebrate small victories. Taking a break to celebrate is good for you. If nothing else is ever good enough, you can lose heart. Celebrating encourages you. So that's very important that we do celebrate those small victories. I used to reward myself all the time. I would have 20 calls I needed to make that day. So I would make myself, somehow I would do anything else before I got to those calls. So I made myself do them first because I rewarded myself with going out to eat that day. Sometimes it was just I was going to make myself go make up the beds if I didn't get on the phone. Hello. Housework would be one thing that would get me on the phone faster than anything. So make sure that you're celebrating the good things that you're doing. Number eight, embrace a positive vision of your life based on what you value. If you have a positive value, can't talk straight. If you have a positive vision for your life, see, I just self-talk positive for myself. I've got to quit doing that, right? And you take action to fulfill that vision, then you'll recognize the things that matter in your life. So embrace a positive vision for your life based on your value. If you tap into what you value and try to see what you could be, it can inspire you to take positive action. And every positive action you take helps you believe in yourself. If it turns out to help take more positive action. Number nine, practice the one-word strategy. If you could pick up one word to describe yourself, what would it be? Now, at the end, I'm going to ask each one of you to tell me what word you picked, described yourself, would describe you, okay? So remember that. Don't let me forget it, Katie.
Okay.
All right, number 10 is take responsibility for your life. We tend to get in life what we're willing to tolerate if we don't have a plan and purpose for our lives. We will become part of someone else's life. So keep moving forward and keep believing. You and no one else is responsible for your life. And your results, no matter what you think or what excuses you make, you control your decisions and your actions. You can't blame uncontrollable things that you can't control on your lack of success. Now let's look back, and I want you to think of the one word that does what? Describes you. Okay, I'm getting back to my list of names here now. Okay, Melissa, are you back yet?
I'm here. I just had it on mute.
I knew you did. Anyway, so give me the one word that describes your yourself.
Content, I think, and that's kind of bad. I need to push a little harder.
Okay. Well, that's a place to start.
Yes.
Okay. Rachel? Now, everybody knows I'm going to call their name, so unmute.
I'm going to say happy.
Happy?
Yes.
Okay. Brenda?
Oh, I forgot to look at that again. I came up with my 100 words, but to narrow it down. I would say developing. You know, I'm just a work in progress.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's good. Denise?
Determined.
Determined? I think that was always mine, too, Denise. Okay, Katie?
Denise stole mine. I was going to be determined, but
you
I...
You can be. That word is in other places besides the dictionary.
I would say motivated.
Okay, okay.
I want that one.
You know what?
What's wrong?
I'll take all the above.
Everybody can use the same word if they are that, but be true to yourself. Sometimes we are not true to ourselves, and that destroys our own self-discipline, doesn't it? It does.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you don't, and you can, you're, this is going to change. You're not going to be this the rest of your life. This is where you are in life right now. Right? Okay.
Nancy. Nancy's on.
Nancy? Can you talk? Or can she text you a word?
Text me a word, Nancy.
Okay. I'm gonna share with you all one of the things that I think is most important with this program. Now, we're through with the chapter, The Law of Mirror. And so, hold on, let me tell you what the chapter is going to be next week. It's The Law of Reflection. So every one of them is very important. And so I want you to use the benefit of having this. How many people have never heard this? How many people will never hear this or have somebody teach them this or have the benefit of being knowing about this program? So I want you to really take advantage of it. Set aside. It only takes about 30 minutes to listen only to the chapter for the week. Only for the chapter of the week. That is most important. You've got to absorb what is in each chapter. And the only way you're going to absorb it is through repetition. And that's why we're taking a week. I could have you do a chapter a day, right? I mean, if you were going to school, you would be. Okay? So be good to yourself and use what is available to you. You got the CD that's got everything on it. Katie made for you, got for you. And you, most, don't you have the book? Most of you have the book? I think they do, don't they, Katie?
They do.
Okay. So you got the book. I bought the book because I've never seen this program before, heaven forbid. And poor John Maxwell would turn over in his grave, but he's not dead yet. So anyway, because I have every book in every course he had. And I will tell you that that is what kept me going and kept me headed in the right direction in my career. And every step of the way and every program he had was beneficial to me in my growth pattern. I started using his programs in my new consultant training because people come into this business and don't have the benefit of their self-esteem and values, and then they don't know how to work with other people in certain ways and so forth. So this is not an ending thing, but you've got to use it and take advantage of it, okay? So I take that book, and I have a CD with a headset. And I sit there, and I listen to it, and I read it in the book together. So some people learn from hearing. Some people learn from reading. I learn from both, and I do it every single day. I get up an hour earlier so that I can feed my mind. And I want you doing that to benefit yourself and move yourself wherever you want to go, and I know you can do it. So if you're not listening every day, and there's an exception, I mean, but it's not every day. You've got to be make it important to you. If you didn't send your children to school, do you think they'd learn? I'm not talking about homeschooling.
Yeah, the wrong things.
Huh?
The wrong things.
Yeah, they would learn the wrong things. So you're sending yourself to school with this program. And then you're also applying it to your Mary Kay. I mean, my benefit is through Mary Kay. But your benefit that you're getting is your whole life. So please take advantage of the program by using what you're learning and learning it. Don't just skim through a chapter and that's it. Okay? I know most of you are doing what, you know, you find that you can... best thing you find you can do, best time that you can find. But I'll tell you, I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning before I got my children up to go to school and had my quiet time that I could do all the learning that I needed to be learning. Okay? So take advantage of it. Katie's given you right in this program alone thousands of dollars worth of education for your life, not just you. So I hope we're making a difference in your life, like you're going to be making in other people's lives as you learn, because you're going to be able to share all of this as you grow and build your success path right on up to the top. Okay, Katie, did you have something you wanted to say?
I did.
Katie can talk a little bit.
I can. I actually have a little bit of a voice today. Yay, woo-woo. Well, one thing I want to say is what I got out of the chapter is that the value we place in ourselves is usually the value others place on us. So many people live their lives according to what others believe about them. That was pretty huge for me. So we have to remember that others are basing their value on how we value ourselves. So how are you valuing yourself? And then you shouldn't become too concerned about what others might think of you. You should be more concerned about what you think of yourself, because that's the outward appearance. And I didn't find the reflection point, but I did find something online that really I thought was very powerful to end on. And it's just, it's the definition of reflection, and it's careful or long consideration or thought. And so it challenges us each day to look at ourselves objectively in the mirror with a positive attitude and find a few things about ourselves that we like. To your surprise, you probably will find a couple. And so you really need to do that each day, because what you'll find is when you encounter the woman in the mirror, you can then ask her to change her ways. So it's encounter with the woman in the mirror. I've asked her to change her ways. I want to see a different woman in my reflection, one who's positive and nice to herself as well as others. Because I'm always so concerned about being nice to others, I have forgotten about myself. So when we're not nice to ourselves, they can't be nice to us because they view us as we view ourselves. So it really is a big, huge circle. The bottom line is we have to care about ourselves first before we can care about anybody else. So, and that's exactly what you just said, Mom, with the taking value. And nobody's going to invest in you if you don't invest in yourself. You know, employers are not going to send you to school and have you go through all this training if you don't value yourself, because they won't value you. So it's very, very important that we stay on track and we do that. So I just wanted to share those few thoughts before I start coughing again.
And I want to thank them and tell them how they can celebrate that they got up this morning and they listened to this call, too.
That's right. That's right.
Because that's a good thing to do, and I'm proud of you.
Yep, absolutely. All right, guys, y'all have a great week, and next week is Chapter 4, so we will all be on target and ready to rock and roll.
I'll be ready to roll.
Yep, sounds great. Y'all have a great one. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.